Wednesday, August the 29th, 2018, it's the Grow Great Daily Brief number 71. Let's talk about getting our costs down. Hi, I'm your host, Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Glad that you're here. You either clicked play because getting costs down is something that interests you, or you clicked it and you're debating, I don't know if I need to hear this or not. Just hear me out. Bear with me. There are some people who think that you can sell your way out of every problem. More sales means more money. More money means less trouble, fewer problems. It doesn't always work out that way. You know, as a business owner, you know, as a leader, you know, as a CEO, if you are driven more by the top line, that is revenue, or if you are driven more by the bottom line, profits. You can be top line driven and you can still care about controlling cost. These are not mutually exclusive things. It's largely determined by what you believe in most and what you enjoy doing most. CEOs and business owners who have a gift for selling, they tend to focus on that, which is fine. I mean, you don't need me to tell you it's okay, even though I just did. CEOs and business owners who lean more toward details and efficiencies, they pay closer attention to the bottom line. And this isn't about making a judgment on the rightness or the wrongness of either one of those focuses. They're both perfectly fine. But let's talk about balance. Every business needs balance, a proper focus on the revenues or the sales while maintaining a focus on the bottom line profits, which also have to take into account all of those expenses, the cost. Now, in personal finance, you can save your way toward wealth. Let's go back. I'm about 17 years old and I'm sitting in an economics 101 class in my freshman year of college, and there are a few hundred kids in the class. Big auditorium, stadium type seating. The professor, he has teased the class, telling us that he would be informing us in this particular class how we could all become millionaires. And many of us who regularly would cut this dry, boring class, we were going to be there for that. I mean, why not? I mean, how can you cut a class when you know the lecture is going to be about how to become a millionaire? Here was the formula that he taught us that day. Don't get married. Get any job earning any reasonable amount of money. Don't fret about getting a high-paying job. Live in the most austere way possible. Don't buy stuff. Just have a modest lifestyle. Live as bare bones as you can. Save at least $20,000 a year. So earn about $40,000 a year, just some little modest job, and save about 50% of it. Earn more, save more. And if you do that, this is what he encouraged. Work for 50 years, and then you'll have $1 million. Well, needless to say, it was not the formula we were looking for. I mean, we were sorely disappointed in this wealth-building strategy. By the way, we cut his class much more frequently after that lecture, because we were hacked off. I mean, mild understatement to say how angry we were at being duped into attending this class on this particular day. But it stuck with me. You can save your way to wealth in your personal life. It's completely true. And it makes sense. It makes sense that you should be able to save your way to business prosperity. Yeah, but you can't. And for good reason. Because revenue, which is the equivalent of personal income, it's not predictable. If you get a job earning $40,000 a year, you know you've got $40,000 a year coming in, and you can implement a strategy that our professor told us about. Okay, as long as you keep that job. But in our businesses, we've got fluctuating revenue, and we lack the discipline to not let our expenses or our costs fluctuate with those income or those revenue fluctuations. So when sales are strong, you and I, we both know what happens. We spend more readily. We take our eye off the ball because sales are strong. Sales are good. We're good. We're good. It's all good. And when things tighten up, yeah, okay, now we're reaching for our belt. Discipline is the key to personal wealth building success and to our corporate or our business success. Returns. Returns, not as in merchandise being returned, but returns on investment. As you man the helm of your business, you have got to focus on generating revenues, cash, customers. Cash is king, always has been, always will be. Cash flow is the fuel that we need so that we can keep this plane aloft. Run out of cash, we crash. Customers, well, try getting revenues and cash without them. sales, cash, customers, they're all tied together. Some costs have a fairly easy ROI to calculate. It's not all that difficult. Customer acquisition. Let's take customer acquisition costs just for an example. I mean, how much does it cost your company to acquire a customer? I know service-based businesses, including trade-type businesses, who have very low, if not completely zero, customer acquisition cost. Maybe they've been operating for so long, they've got a strong book of business, they got tons of referrals, they market, but they don't buy any advertising, they don't spend any significant money to get business. Other businesses have high-dollar real estate investments in a physical location that's designed to be attractive to would-be shoppers or customers. They spend thousands of dollars in addition to that every month to attract customers, and the customer acquisition costs are significant for them. Now, I'm picking on this particular expense for good reason. You need customers. You've got to get them some way, somehow, and you can't just spend your way to success, and you can't save your way to success either. The math has to work. And it has to work to your favor or you're going to be out of business. Now, you could drive down the expenses of acquiring customers. For example, you could eliminate all your advertising. Let's say that you're spending $30,000 a month in advertising and you could be lulled into thinking, you know, great, I'm just going to cut that. And that'll be $30,000 a month that I can add to the profit. Well, that would be true if sales could be maintained. I mean, kind of like our example of personal income being $40,000. If you knew that you could still, yeah, you can't. We both know that if you eliminate all your advertising, your sales are likely going to plummet. And so that's not a sound approach. Getting costs down while maintaining or growing sales. There's the problem. There's the dilemma. That's the key. And it is easier said than done, but it can be done. I mean, Walmart has led the way for decades. In our example, the key is to drive down our customer acquisition cost, and we can do it in a couple of ways. We can find ways to gain more customers while not increasing our cost. That means we get more bang for the buck. Or we find ways to maintain the rate of customer acquisition, and we just don't spend as much. Still, more bang for the buck. It's just depends on which end you want to come at it from. Now, maybe you focus on your closing ratio. How many prospects are you able to convert into customers? And if your current customer acquisition costs are based on the fact that you're able to close 4 out of 10 prospects, okay, now maybe you can focus in finding ways to get that number to 5 or more out of 10 while spending the exact same amount of money. Bang for the buck. Making your dollars go further. There's the point. Business success depends on this investment, this expense activity, and it depends on us making the most of that. Sometimes it's getting costs lower. Other times it's getting more out of those costs. Advertising that garners more prospects, dollar for dollar, is more valuable than advertising that brings in fewer prospects, right? Simple math. But we can be tempted to avoid the math, because we fall in love with things. We get sentimental. And we get romantic about what once worked, even though it may stop working, and we just don't adjust. The retailer who has historically spent advertising dollars in traditional newspaper, radio, TV advertising, they may continue to spend their money there, even though the dollar value is awful. All you have to do is pay attention to network television advertising, and you can see. There are billions of dollars spent every year in that space, even though none of us are watching. The math is the math. And it's not just about the math, but we can't avoid looking at the math either. Well, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. It's a common refrain. You hear it from your prospects. You say it to your supply. We all use it. Even though it's not always, and maybe it's not even often true, what will the money that we spend, what will it get us? What's the return? It's about our discipline to manage the real return of what we get. If you spend $35 to get a customer and one customer is worth $50, you got a math problem. I mean, the remaining $15 of profit gross has to be enough to cover all the other expenses and leave you with a sustainable net profit. That ain't likely going to happen. But if you spend $35 to get a customer who will spend $3,000 with you, okay, now we got math working to our favor. I know this is basic. I know it's fundamental, but it is so quickly forgotten by too many business owners who let costs grow out of control. And they don't even remember why they're investing or why they're spending what they're spending. Expenses have a way of creeping up and up and up. And you can't afford to ignore the math of the return that you're getting on those expenses. Every expense has a return. Yes, those health insurance premiums that you hate to pay, they garner a return. Unless you offer those benefits, the quality of your team will falter. Now, can you drive that cost down if you focus on it? Of course. Everything can be driven down with a bit of attention, a bit of negotiation. I've never seen it fail. When we pay close attention to something, we are able to accomplish magical things. And maybe that's the elephant in the room for today's episode. Miles per gallon. Attack your expenses line by line with a miles per gallon mindset. Make those dollars take you further. Make your advertising foster more sales. Make your insurance premiums garner bigger benefit, greater peace of mind. You know my attitude about expenses. Put every expense on trial for its life. Make it earn its spot on the books. And if it can't, then adjust it so that it can. My personal objective with all of my clients is to provide a 10x return. Now, while I can't guarantee it because I can't guarantee the effort that clients are going to put into the work, I can't even guarantee that clients are going to do some of the things that I might suggest they do. I'm determined to do everything possible, though, on my end to help clients generate at least 10 bucks for every dollar they invest in my help. I'm happier if we can get it closer to 20 bucks. That math is important. It's important for me. It's important for my clients. I want to earn sufficient profits so that I can render the best service possible and so I can operate a sustainable business. And I want it to be a no-brainer, drop-dead easy decision for my clients. If I'm able to deliver a $10 bill, a $20 bill for every dollar bill they give me, easy decision, right? Easy investment that they're anxious to make. Take the time to figure out if the line item expenditure is earning its keep. What kind of return are you getting? Calculate it. And now figure out how you can elevate that return. And if you can't, then figure out if you can get an equal or better return by lowering that expense. And as you go through your P&L line by line, you're going to discover some things that are completely worthless. I don't mean the information's worthless. I mean the expenses are worthless. You're going to discover some costs that can be completely eliminated. And you'll find others that are so much higher than necessary, you're going to be mad. You're going to be really angry at yourself because you didn't look at it more closely sooner. I've seen business owners operating large multi-million dollar businesses neglect to pay close enough attention only to find gaping holes where profits had just been pouring out onto the ground for a long period of time. I've seen owners unearth some horrible internal thefts as well. Your business is not too small, nor is it too large to benefit from a closer examination of cost with the intention of making every dollar go further to propel your company to new heights of success. Tracking is important, but not if you're failing to pay attention. Ignorance is not bliss. It's deadly. Know the numbers. Know what they mean. Know how important they are to your operational success. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm glad you clicked play today, and I hope you'll do it again tomorrow.